it's you, I'm all shooby-dooby-doo, I'll be there. Every conversation, every deep intoxication, and when it's me, a shooby-dooby-dee, you'll be too. Cause we'll always be the talking, never stopping with squawking with you.
And welcome back to episode 4 of the Queer Conversations podcast with your host Sky and
LJ.
Our intro song brought to you by Mel Dyer. Welcome back. It is episode 4. We're trying real hard.
Yeah, real hard. And it is real hard.
It is real hard. So we apologize for the
large amount of space between episodes.
We're really trying, but we're quite busy. So if you're still sticking with us, we greatly appreciate you. In the last episode, we talked about self-care, but I feel like we missed a couple of points. It was kind of a quick episode. We were trying to get one out. We were driving, and we didn't really talk about everything we wanted to talk about regarding self-care specifically. We discussed how we each practice our own self-care. I like to do meditation and tarot and things like that.
And I like to cut grass.
Yeah, and play with cats.
And play with cats.
A couple things that we forgot to mention about self-care is really why you do self-care and how it's helpful for our relationship specifically and just relationships in general. Self-care is extremely helpful for the wellness of your relationship with your partner and obviously with yourself as well.
One of the main reasons it's important is if you're not taking care of yourself, then you start to negatively talk in your head, and then that then translates outwards, and then you could potentially become resentful and such and start taking out your lack of self-care on your partner, which then just leads to issues with your partner that really shouldn't have to exist. It's only existing because you're not taking the time, whether it's one or both of you, not taking the time to ensure that you're in a headspace to contribute to the relationship.
It's important to pour into your own cup because when you're in a relationship, you're pouring out of it a lot to take care of your partner, to take care of any responsibilities you have together, your friendships, whatever. You're pouring from your own cup. And you can't do that if your cup is empty. So
you don't want to pour air? We have an imaginary tea. Come on.
If only. I can't osmosis more energy into my proverbial cup.
Yeah, I don't have any. My cup's about this big.
Yeah.
Or at least it feels like that.
And that's why it's important to give to yourself and take that time in order to be able to put into the relationship. I personally, I don't know how many times, it's going to be a drinking game.
Oh, no.
That people are going to start drinking every time I say, I'm a chronically ill and disabled person.
Oh, no.
But especially being a chronically ill and disabled person, it's especially important for me to make sure I am taking care of myself in both in self-care and taking my medications, keeping up with hygiene, and also self-care, because there's no way that I would be able to take care of my other responsibilities and be there for my partner, be present. There have been other relationships that I've been in that I was absolutely not present for a lot of it. And that both had to do with trauma and grief and also physical stuff going on. I just was not present. And I think part of that was not being in a place to really have any kind of self-care. And so I wasn't intentionally taking time for myself to make sure that I was able to be present for my partner.
Yeah, I think I didn't really understand what self-care was or understand the need for it, how it related to relationship, because I didn't do it in the past. And that translated into me being my ADHD aggressive outbursts were more frequent, mostly because I was getting more frustrated because I was not taking the time away from things that I had a responsibility for. And so I was just more frustrated all the time because I wasn't taking that time and I didn't realize how important it was. And then that, of course, translated to how it worked with my relationships and it became a problem. And I didn't understand what self-care was and how I knew I was doing it.
Yeah. And it's still kind of difficult to figure out.
But I am getting better about recognizing when I need to take a minute. Mm-hmm. Or realizing when I am getting overwhelmed and when I'm having a hard time. Sometimes that doesn't always translate to me saying it nicely. That, hey, I need a second. But at least I'm saying it now, as opposed to before where I just wouldn't say anything and then I just get progressively more irritated, frustrated about something.
Well, it's also a good time to really find out what you want, what you need. And if you are starting to feel any type of way, resentment or anything, it is a good time to, you know, take time for yourself and really survey your feelings and find out, like, where is this coming from? Do I really resent my partner, or am I just fucking burnt out and tired and just stressed out in general? And a lot of times that's what I find with us, is that unhealed parts of me will come up and be like, I'm doing this all alone and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, no, bitch, take a second. Take a second for yourself. She's doing a fuck ton by herself as well. So it's really important to be able to just kind of step back from all the situations and just observe. That is why I am so into meditation and mindfulness, because that is the core practice, is just observing your feelings and your thoughts. It's not judging them. It's not trying to overanalyze them. It's just observing, allowing them to happen, and allowing them to move on. And when you don't have that time, they just build up and grow into resentment for whoever's in your path. And that, I've been on both ends of that, the giver and the receiver of the resentment. And it's not a fun place to be.
But yeah, I think that's been a key point, or a key thing that happened with our relationship, is learning more about those things. And we've also been learning more about those things together in a certain capacity. Mine's a little more through the conversations with you, from where you've done research and looked into things and found things that worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you explain to me what you figured out. And then a lot of times I might take some of that or not. Like, at this point, I'm not taking meditation because I can't slow my brain down enough yet.
Turn around. Let's lean.
Okay. My back really hurts. Let's support each other.
Hey. Look at that. Queer supporting each other.
Yeah.
That was a weird 5 minutes.
No.
Hey, this is actually better.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at that. Look at what happens when you support your spouse.
Just to demonstrate what support looks like.
Mutual support. It's not one side.
Ah! See what happens? When the support gets dropped, the other person goes flying. It doesn't work very well.
Yeah, sorry. We're always all over the place, but
this is real.
I guess we didn't really miss much from the last episode. We just wanted to make sure that we discussed why it's important to have self-care and what can happen when you don't have self-care. In a relationship.
Life can get real negative because you're ignoring your enjoyment, your own enjoyment. Like, there's a lot of things in life, like, you have to eat, you have to clean up to have, you know, a hygienic place to live. You have to, you know, take care of things around the house. You have to take care of the, you know, things that rely on you. You have all of your responsibilities and your obligations and things that are ingrained into your head that you absolutely have to do no matter what, blah, 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 blah. Some of those things are, you actually should do those things, but it's a choice versus the things that you're placing as a choice on yourself. You're saying it's a choice, but you're choosing to make it be an obligation. But outside of that, there's all these things that you quote unquote have to do. But then the enjoyment in life is doing things you want to do and that give you a peace. It doesn't necessarily have to be this huge happiness. It's just a peace that is not, you're not feeling drugged down by. And so you might as well enjoy life. You're not going to always enjoy it, but if you can find the time to place points of enjoyment in your life, that'd be great.
Yeah, honestly, life really kind of sucks. It's finding joy in between the crap. That life throws a lot of shit at you.
I have a lot of times where I'm just like, why does this matter? For so many things. I'm just like, I'm stressing myself out over this thing, but it shouldn't matter.
No.
It really should not matter. And I still stress myself over it, but it should not matter. And so, I think it was easier with our relationship, for me to, the typical relationship things you're supposed to be worried about and stress over, where it's just like, why do I need to stress over this? It was so much easier to let go of that stress.
Yeah.
I no longer am having the, I mean, negative thoughts always pop up because they've been ingrained into you. But like, you know, like there's, I feel so much at ease.
Lighter,
yeah, yeah. With our relationship, just as it exists as a relationship, outside of all the other external things. And because you've introduced me to self-care more, I think that's helped make it even more of an at-peace thing. It's made it easier to find that peace within the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think by coming into the relationship, having such, I already had firm boundaries. I already knew what I wanted and what I didn't want. I was very clear about what I did and didn't want in a relationship, and self-care was a point. And I think more than that, having friendships that weren't questioned was a major point that I wanted to make sure was going to be respected. And I think going into it, already having those expectations and telling you, like, I'm going to take care of myself first. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of helped you learn how to have self-care for yourself and see how it's important, and also seeing how my self-care affects our relationship positively and the difference between when I don't take self-care. I don't know if you notice a difference on days when I don't take self-care.
Yeah, a little bit. Because some of the self-care is actually doing the medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely significant differences in your, I guess, really just being present.
Yeah.
A lot of the times. But yeah, I didn't notice. And so that's why I'll ask if you've done certain things. And then if your answer is no, I'm not going to, you know, keep belaboring it. I'm just like, okay, now I understand where you're at and that there's not something else going on. It's just you haven't been able to take your time you need. So I can take that and understand and approach things differently. Like,
mm-hmm.
those might be days where I don't ask you to help me with things as often. Like, I kind of just let you be until you've, you know, gotten to wherever you need to be. It's just able to recognize those things and the freedom I can have to ask you if those are what's going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can just, I don't have to, like, go into huge details. It's just a quick question that can be asked that can help me understand.
And I don't make you guess what I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's just like,
you should know.
No, it's just like, if I'm unsure, I'm going to ask, and you'll typically answer. And if you say, I don't want to talk about anything or something like that, I understand that you're in a certain state that you just can't. You're very overwhelmed. So, and we've had the conversations prior to the situations. So we've had the conversations of, hey, if I'm doing this thing, here's what it means. So we also have that understanding that helps. But we do have the little bit of communication in there to ensure that either one of us isn't going off the deep end on something in our heads. It's kind of just helpful. Going back to what you were saying about when you came into the relationship, you were more aware of what your boundaries needed to be and stuff like that. I think I was also not as far along as you were, but I was getting there because I had spent some time by myself and I was discovering things that I wanted to be able to do and not do and stuff like that. So I think I was at a point where I was more open to those types of things, which I think really helped as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you aren't open to those things, you're never going to see any benefit from something if you're not open to things that you aren't necessarily used to.
Yeah, I think, honestly, your open-mindedness is one of the main things that has allowed our relationship to thrive the way it has. Because most other people would go into it very closed-minded, very, this is how I've been in relationships, so this is how I'm going to continue being. And I mean, it also probably helped that you hadn't really been in many relationships, so you didn't have...
I haven't gotten this ingrained sense of what something should be, or kept repeating the same mistakes over and mm-hmm. over and thought that that was how it should be, which I'm not saying that's bad, that just is a pattern that can easily happen as you get into the same situations and you think that's just how it is. But I like to find the best way to do something. That's how my brain is wired, is to figure out a better way to do something.
It's like you're a quality engineer or something.
That's crazy. Which is where that was always a problem, is I want to do stuff better. So then I'm harder on myself. And then it makes it seem like I'm harder on everyone else. But it's just I want to do things better. And so that, I'm glad you're open to that, of wanting to improve things as well. Because in previous relationships, that was not the case. It was just like, can you leave? Work. And like, it's not necessarily just work. It's, I'm not trying to do that whole I am who I am thing. I want to learn. But my personality of wanting to learn results in me wanting to do stuff well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finding a balance with that and how I approach things with other people. But I don't know, I think the fact that I was open to learning new things and learning new ways of doing things is what helped. Because there wasn't a line. There wasn't I can only go to this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a, well, let's see where this goes. All right, well, this, and then learning that this, going this direction is not something that necessarily makes me happy. And we have the conversation about it. And then we determine if, you know, you want to change something, or I want to change something, or neither of us change something, but we accept where we're at, and we move past it. It doesn't have to be a hang-up point all the time. It's not a, we're going to keep coming back to this, we're just going to keep coming back to this. No. We've established where we're both standing on the topic, and we'll move on from there.
It's also been a very different relationship for me in that, like, in the past, I would have ruminated on everything and worried about everything, and I'm in my own head all the time, assuming someone else's feelings or, like, trying to force a certain kind of relationship. I did that a lot. I knew kind of what I wanted. I always wanted a family and, you know, marriage and kids and things like that. And so I assumed to get there was one path. Every relationship was the same. You date, you're engaged, you're married, kids, you know. I tried to force every relationship to be that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And not every relationship is that thing or should be that thing. I'm trying to remember the phrase. It's, I think they just talked about it on Handsome. A reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
Is that idea that every relationship is in your life for either a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And this relationship was different because I allowed it to develop. I didn't try to push it into being one box. It helped that it was already naturally becoming what I wanted.
Yeah.
That marriage and, like, the traditional relationship that I had in my head.
For it, so, you know.
Yeah, we still lesbian the fuck out about it, but, it wasn't, but even though we did move fast, it wasn't us forcing it to be that thing. That's just the way it was going. Yeah. Like, it just naturally moved that direction.
And we were enjoying the process.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad thing for the process. Like, all the planning and stuff we had to do and everything, and while
it was very
on the
stressful.
Outside, it was stressful, but we enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
It, even though on the outside, I think part of it was, like, on the outside, it looks chaotic.
Yeah.
To everyone else that was involved, I'm sure it was very chaotic for them. For us, that was just normal inside of our brains. So, like, we were like, yeah, this is cool. We're fine. Everything's fine. But we were enjoying it.
We're also both very laid back and open-minded. And
I don't know if everyone would consider me laid back because they see the very specific points where I'm not.
Well, together
we're very
laid back and just kind of mosey through life. And
that's my typical
find the next adventure.
That's my default. But then I get overwhelmed and stressed, and then it no longer looks like I'm like.
But anyway, that kind of leads us into our next topic, which will be communication. Yeah. So that was continuation of the self-care episode. On why it's important, what can happen when you don't have self-care, and thanks for joining us. You can find us online on Instagram and TikTok at @queerconversationspod, @queer_conversationspod. You can email us at queerconversationspod@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube at @queerconversationspod. I'm still trying to figure out how to upload those videos. There's one short date vlog video, but I'm working on it, people, okay? Me and technology, we don't quite get along very well. So that's another reason why it's taking a bit of time to upload our episodes. Oh, we also forgot to read a poem in our last episode. So we're going to read a poem this time and leave you for now. A huge shout out to our musicians, Mel Dyer on our intro music and transitions, and Anna Bow with our outro music. Please go and follow them on Spotify and social media and show them lots of love and stay awesome.
For one moment in my short little blip of a life, I danced with her. She reached her lily white fingers out and I took hold. For one moment, this little me was connected to the great big everything. A crooked line from the soil to the sky and in between, me glowing.
No. First night visiting your family in Alabama.
Woo! That's my first time.
Yeah. When I had a really bad ear infection.
Yeah.
And I screamed from the other room.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you for joining us so much. We appreciate you like no one does.
And we're so glad you exist.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Here's all.
Okay. Okay, love you. Bye.
So tell me what's your